At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with
what, sir?
Do you concur?
Love, do you concur? Welcome in Follow the Money show presented by DraftKings. Coming in hot out of the gates. Listen carefully. As a basketball analyst, and I love the guy. I remember I started in this business. I was talking about it one of the first weeks I was on air. He was up for the Monday Night Football job. Think about that. Charles Barkley and Inside the NBA, overrated.
Oh, just because he says some crazy things once in a while?
He's entertaining. I'm saying as a basketball analyst, as in terms of breaking down a game and X's and O's and what you saw and what you think's going to happen. And you saw, this isn't the be-all, end-all, but you see he's like 3-for-30 with the same game parlays. And also, it's a lot of like the Michael Wilbon thing going on, too, where you completely ignore analytics and you're not looking at stats and you're not looking at numbers and you're just back in my day. And this is how it was in the 80s, so this is how it's got to be now.
Well, he was always steadfast in believing that
jump shooting teams could never win it.
This was after multiple jump shooting teams had won a title. And he's like, it's never going to happen again. Or I'm like, wait a second. It was the year after, I believe, or 2 years after the Spurs won in 2014. They were a jump shooting team.
They were.
And it was beautiful basketball, and he was adamant that a jump shooting team. Yeah, he said some asinine things.
As a basketball analyst, is he overrated? Do you concur?
It's quite possible. But I will say this about Charles Barkley, that show will never be the same once he leaves.
Yes.
Every other network in the world would do whatever they could to steal him from TNT. I don't even know who's on the other networks because their shows are nothing compared to that TNT show.
You have talent there at the other networks, but they don't have to put the right people on air.
I don't even know who's on. I don't watch, I don't know. I can't comment on it.
I know, but that's, yes.
But for 20 years, this show has been the show in sports to watch. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, how long are we going to do the Kenny Smith run to the wall thing, to the board? How long are we going to do this? And he fell down yesterday, but I mean, the other thing, it's the same thing
now,
with Shaq.
Why is he on the show?
I don't think. What does Kenny Smith say?
What has he ever added to the show?
Here's Shaq for 5 years. Get the ball to the big guy down low. You got to dominate. You're 7'2", 400 pounds. It's easy for you to say. Get down, dominate, take over. I mean, come on. The Galveston thing was great. Beyonce's mom coming back at him. The golf fishing segment is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Taking shots at he says stuff most people can't get away with. But we also got like a little Taylor Swift thing going on here, too, where like she could put out anything and it's going to be a hit and no one's going to criticize her.
Well,
it's here where it's like, hey, that's Charles again. He's in Dennis Rodman territory. Do you believe what Barkley said?
Well, that's because he can say, and he does it now. He probably does it just to be a little out there and extreme, but he can say whatever he wants. He's the only guy that can get away with that to this day. And I would tell you that every other network and every other sport, they've tried to find their Charles Barkley, and nobody's that guy.
Yeah.
Hockey, NFL, it doesn't matter. There's nobody like him.
No doubt. This happened to me the other day. I was dealt this. I know people who've hit more Royals than straight flushes. A straight flush should pay a lot more. Do you concur?
I wholeheartedly agree.
It's hard to hit.
I was playing 10-play.
It pays the same as a four of a kind?
Yeah, I was playing 10-play, double-double the other day, and I hit one. And I'm just like, that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. It was barely even worth hitting.
How does it pay the same?
I don't understand that at all.
You won $250. You feel like what?
Yeah.
It doesn't make it's hard to hit.
It should absolutely be right below like Royal Flush.
Yes.
Right below it.
Yes.
Or if you want to get like the double double, the triple doubles, like four aces and a kicker, it should be in that territory.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Embiid and Durant will ask to be traded this upcoming season. Do you concur?
Oh, I concur. And it kind of has it happened already with Kevin Durant with the comments that he made?
Well, I think the Embiid thing's coming. I think that's a lock. I think Embiid's going to ask out if they lose tonight. Already blaming the fans and the injury. The fans are done with him in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Enough.
Yeah.
It's just the same song and dance. You can't even get to a conference final.
Yep.
And plus, the body breaks down. It just get what you can. He's in his 30s. Cash out.
I think Durant absolutely is going to. There's no way the Suns could run it back, right?
You do. Well, see, this is the thing. Is Durant going to do this every year?
Yeah.
You can't blame the coach, ask for a different coach, and blame the system or change teams every year. I mean, it's really a tough look.
I did see a couple of trade speculations for KD. One of them was to Boston for, like, Jaylen Brown and some other stuff. I'd find that intriguing. The Warriors were on the list. I did see one OKC deal. The Thunder would just go to relegation if you make the deal because the person threw out. It was everybody on their team for Durant. And like, you're not going to do that. Stop it already. To go back home and maybe win a title. But I think there are some spots that would make sense for him. The problem, though, Paulie, is these contracts are so gigantic. Like, for example, what can the Suns do with Bradley Beal? He's got a no trade.
Right.
So basically nothing. But a contract like that, you have to match $55 million contracts for $55 million contracts.
Oh, it's already started. I saw it already. Because Stephen A. Smith had the report about Booker. Knicks fans are already saying, that we're good. Booker, bad fit. Don't want him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's a superstar. He can score, but
sure.
I'm not going to kill you if you say that. But the Knicks fans love the chemistry and what they have going right now.
On that note, the crowd at Madison Square Garden for a Knicks game is the closest thing we have to college football or, dare I even say, a European soccer match in this country.
100% concur. Imagine if they get to the conference finals.
Oh.
It's a madhouse. Remember what we talked about last week. Brian Mahoney on the show. He woke up the next day after they won game two with a headache. It was that loud. He's doing his report and writing his story. His hands are shaking. It's so loud. DiVincenzo is doing the post-game interview in-house with the reporter. And he can't hear. She's standing right next to him. He can't hear the question. It's that loud. And it's only going to. Now, it also is a bit of a. It is a corporate spectacle. Again, those prices are outrageous. But still, they are basketball nuts, fanatics.
Game three,
they are into it, and I hope they close it out tonight. And I'll tell you, it's possible. Give me Boston, New York, Conference Finals, hockey, and NBA.
What do you think the get-in price for a Knicks Celtics game would be? Game three, at the Garden. Get-in price? Can you find a ticket for less than $1,000?
I doubt it.
I can't imagine.
Go back to the Stanley Cup Final when the Rangers made it. It was Rangers Kings? That was a huge price.
Yep. An NFL division parlay combining the Eagles, Chiefs, Texans, and Falcons is bettable, in my opinion. Do you concur? I like to bet division parlays in every sport.
You don't even.
Who do you want to leave off?
I could leave off the Texans, although I like them to win that division, but I'd still feel. I feel very good about Eagles, Chiefs, and Falcons.
And Falcons? Do you want to throw somebody else on there?
Yeah. But that's. That three will pay. That'd be a nice payout.
Yeah,
I love the Chiefs. I mean, that's free money. The only way you lose that if something happens to Mahomes. Yeah, everyone's rebuilding in that division.
Oh yeah, Chargers.
And
win
they win
total,
it every year, anyways.
Their win total's 8.5. Are the Chargers going to win 9 games just because of Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Their roster stinks.
Yep.
On that note. The Niners window in the NFC may have already closed. Do you concur?
No, I do not. I think they're right there and going to be a force to be reckoned with. I'm good with them. Should have won the Super Bowl last year.
Now listen closely.
Could have done it 2 years ago.
Listen closely.
I may have already closed. I'm fine with Purdy. I'm fine with all the weapons.
I'm not saying I'm not. I'm good.
I think they're going to be fine for years to come.
Ooh, I think their window is this year and maybe one more year. But I also the reason why.
How many teams are better right now?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
They're right there with them.
Well, how long is Goff the quarterback? Okay, but that's Detroit.
He was awesome last year.
Yeah.
We saw the Packers play them.
Packers should have beat them.
Blew the game.
Yeah, but they got to do it again. They got to prove it to me.
I think the Eagles are going to be really good again this year.
Probably.
Yeah, those are three teams right there.
Who wins that game if Purdy doesn't get hurt? Who knows? But maybe they won that game in Philly 2 years ago.
There's already talk about, this year again, Ayuk Samuel, at some point, again, they're not going to be able to play all their players. They better hope that the draft picks here can replace some of these guys because they're not going to be there forever.
Yeah, he's made some egregious decisions, but Shanahan's a great regular season coach. And getting a game plan together. It's just the other thing. The thing that kills them every year is they get injured. They're losing guys. That's a mass unit. Yeah.
I mean, what happens if we're talking about this team in 2 or 3 years and the window truly has closed and they have nothing to show for it?
Yeah.
Other than a couple of appearances. And you can make the case they blew both Super Bowls.
There you go. Let's hear from you. FTM at VSiN.com or tweet at us as well. Do you concur? Two good emails yesterday. Back to the backing in again. These were excellent. And Robert, I'm old. It's nerve-wracking, and it hurts my neck when I do it, when I back out. That's why I pull in. Back in.
He backs in.
Backs in.
So we can see straight ahead of him like
pulling
that.
Pulling out. Yeah, so pulling out, much easier for him. Pulling out, and Kim worked at Frito-Lay. 80% of the accidents were backups. Backing up. What occurred.
Yeah.
So good feedback on that the last week. It's been tremendous.
Everybody has an opinion on that.
Oh, yeah. Polarizing, no doubt. I could see the neck thing, though. You're coming in, right? And I got the neck pain. But when you're backing up and you're looking and you can't see people, it's a tough move.
Here's my scenario. You're pulled in.
Nerve-wracking was a good angle for an older person.
Even, let's say you pull into a parking spot and there's no cars next to you when you pull in.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you come out, you have two, massive vehicles on each side of you. And what are you supposed to do then? Now you're supposed to back up and getting around both those big trucks potentially. I can't see anything. And the stats don't lie that people get hit and accidents happen constantly on a yearly basis and even beyond that. So, whatever. It's fun discussion for sure.
Yep. Great job, ESPN and Fox, too. Excellent job the last year, guys. All year, it was Jets, Cowboys, Cowboys, Jets. Jets season over in one play. Cowboys don't even win a playoff game. What was it all year, especially the last 3 months, stuffed down your throats? Who can make a deeper run? The Warriors or the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
Who can make... Warriors don't even make the playoffs. Lakers lose in the first round.
Mm-hmm. Between Steph, KD, and LeBron, those three teams won one playoff game.
Yep.
All righty. We do have some really fun Coach of the Year odds to discuss in the NFL. That and something came across the screen yesterday. I almost said to myself, if I lose, I lose. Details on that coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Get up to VSiN.com. Best bets, derby picks, betting splits, betting tools, betting guides. 7 playoff games tonight. 6 of them. Team can close out the opponent. Everything you need, Johnny Hockey. All the breakdowns, VSiN.com. Check it out today.
Circa released their NFL Coach of the Year odds yesterday. Jim Harbaugh, the shortest shot on the board, no surprise, at 9-1. I mean, it would be obvious if he would turn that team around and they would win 9, or if they go over their win total, if they would win 9 or 10 games, potentially be a playoff team.
Well, this guy's coming in like Lombardi. I mean, this is...
Right, that's exactly right.
You go from Anthony Lynn to Staley to Harbaugh. I mean, with...
Slight upgrade, I'd say.
Yeah, no kidding.
But 9-1, I think people are going to make the case for him a lot. He's lower than that. At DraftKings, he's plus 650 there. I can't get there with it. There are better options on the board, in my opinion. And you know, unless he completely surprises everybody and turns him into a winner from day one, Matt LaFleur, second shot on the board. Salah's on the list very high. How about Dave Canales?
I couldn't believe this one. This is the one that got me. He's 13-1 here. Which you're thinking, okay, the recipe's there. It's the blueprint. What happened with Ryan's with Houston. But can he fix Bryce Young? Number one. Number two, how bad is that roster? Plus, you have a lunatic owner. Did you see what he did last week again, too? Did you see that, Tepper?
Oh, my God.
This guy is past Sterling for most buffoonish owner and bizarre behavior. He walks in, he takes the guy's hat off because they put up a sign that said, hey, let the owner or let the GM and coach draft this year. And he flips out and wants to demand and wants answers to who put that up.
Well,
and he takes the kid's hat off and puts it down.
Walked into the restaurant. Evidently, he was laughing about it, so I don't know how pissed off he was. But I will say this. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many billions of dollars you're worth. You do that to the wrong guy,
oh, yeah.
Your lights out are out.
You don't do that.
You never do that.
You walk up to an adult, you take his hat off and set it down.
If again, if that's a billionaire walking up to you, and even if you recognize him, but if you don't, you're going to stand for that to where he treats you despicable, like you're not even a human being, to take your hat off, set it down, and then talk down to you?
You know what a good
tweet? Oh, he would have been hospitalized by several people.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was getting to that. Chris Long tweeted that out, former NFL player. He said, sometimes people just need an ass whooping.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy hasn't had one, but he's due for one.
Oh, no doubt.
He walks around like I'm a billionaire and I've never had my ass kicked before. I mean, someone needs to take him behind the woodshed.
I would dare him to do that to the wrong person again.
Oh, it'll happen.
With video running somehow.
Well, how about last year dumping a drink on a fan?
That might be worse.
Yeah, you're going to do that to the wrong person and you're going to wake up on...
I told that story before. When I first moved out to Las Vegas, I was at a house party in my 20s. I went with a bunch of people who I was working with. For no reason. I had met this young lady that night. She was a friend of a friend. They didn't even say more than 5 words to her. Dumped a beer over my head and started laughing at it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Marry her. Sounds like a lot of fun.
You got to sit there and take it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I looked at her and
Sure. You know how you react. Yeah, you have to take it, no doubt. What are you going to do? But this is back to the point of he's in a tough situation. And I don't know if you can fix Bryce Young and that offense. He's got his work cut out for him. He did a great job last year with Baker Mayfield. But this is...
What do they have to get to for Canales to win?
That's the other thing. Can they even... You got to get to at least 8.
I was going
to
say, if 7, is that enough? I don't know.
No. At least 8, because there's so many things that go on around the league.
Yeah.
I mean, look what Ryan's had to do. And I don't know if he loses that game, it probably goes to Stefanski if they lose to Steichen and the Colts in that final game on that Saturday. Mayo, no thank you. No part of it. Total rebuild. They're going to redshirt May. It's going to be Brissett. No weapons. McDonald, intriguing. I could see that.
No doubt. 32-1 here at Circa.
Dan Campbell, what would they just had a great year.
Yeah.
What, are they going to win 14 games?
I don't think so. I mean, that would be a non-bet for me. McVay had a lot of steam last year going down the stretch. He's around 18-1. How about Tomlin in the mix? He gets there. People start talking about this guy come, you know, Thanksgiving or right around there every single year. He's in that 22-1 range. 18 to 22 to 1. People love their draft. If it works with Russ or Justin Fields and they're a playoff caliber team, or if they would somehow win like 10, 11 games, I don't know. If they pulled off the division, Tomlin can easily be the winner here, but that might be a big ask because it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald caught my eye at 32 to 1. Yep. I think he's walking into a really good situation in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an upgrade in year one, again, the key here, your first year coach, they win it a lot. If they would challenge the 49ers for that division, I thought they had a good draft, especially in the first round. But if Geno looks good again, they're there. They're winning games. Potentially him. Another guy, too, I thought would be Jonathan Gannon. He's a little bit low for me, though. It's 16 to 1 in that range. In Arizona, love the pick from Harrison. How do you not to go there and play with Kyler Murray? And you saw last year the defensive coach that he is. They were playing hard for that guy. And so if that would translate this year somehow into a bunch more wins, I could see Gannon somehow pulling this off. They had the lowest win total on the board last year, and it moved down actually to 3.5 before the season started. So I thought that they were a pleasant surprise under him. I don't know. Antonio Pierce is 20 to 1. If with that combination at quarterback, good defense,
yeah,
and Sean Payton is 22 to 1 in that same division. All right, so here's what came across the screen yesterday. We briefly brought this up with Matt Eumanns. Where does this number go come July 20th? It's now a real fight. It's not going to be an exhibition. The Westgate was the first book to put this up. They opened up Jake Paul minus 180 against Mike Tyson. Tyson on the takeback was plus 150. Paul has since moved to minus 210. I reached out to several people about this, saying, what do you want to do with this? The response from everybody was basically stay away, stay far, far away.
Yeah.
You don't know what the hell's going to happen
here. I totally agree. Now, $5 was too high, the faraway places. But now, you know, the 180 is more reasonable and respectable. But that's, I concur with what they said. Who knows what could happen here? I mean, anything's possible.
I think the public is going to be all over Tyson leading into the event.
Yeah.
And then will that actually create value on Jake Paul? But also, do you want to have a bet on Jake Paul? Because Tyson, this is such a wild card.
Oh, yes.
He's 58. You've seen the videos when he goes out there and he spars and he's throwing those haymakers. If he lands one or two of those, Jake Paul's going to take it from him?
I like the guy, and we've interviewed him many times. I can't believe I don't recall a 180 like this in a person's life.
Ever.
I mean, he went to prison. People hated him. What he went through outside the ring, and then he just became like everyone's favorite uncle. Now he's singing songs, he's doing one-man shows, writing books, hanging out doing roasts and doing movies, Hangover, whatever. And now it's like, hey, it's Mike Tyson. Hey, Mike, let's have a drink. Let's hang out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smoke some ganja, whatever. And that's, I remember Al Bernstein was talking about this. He's astonished by it. Think about what Tyson was like. Bit Holyfield's ear off. Vilified. Get him out of here. How he acted in the press conferences and F-bombs and I'm going to bleep you till you love me and screaming at the media. When you didn't know if he was off his medication, not on his pills. He was capable of anything. Now he's just like, hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy? Let's hang out. And he's like a little puppy.
Yeah. Remember that press conference before the Lennox Lewis fight in Memphis? That was going to go off the rails. It did go off the rails.
Yeah, threw a punch, yeah.
Anything was good about to happen in that situation. I think people were going to get hurt. He was just a total wild card. You never knew. You expected bad things to happen on live TV with him. And then somehow the people who made the movie Hangover reached out to him, put him in that movie, and it just totally flipped his career.
Singing Phil Collins, and that's it. The rest is history. The other thing was the last member. He tore his ACL or meniscus or something in the ring in one of his last fights too. So I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls something or there's an injury. Anything's in play when you're at that age.
He was gassed. This is more than two decades ago.
Yeah,
he would be gassed in the second or the third round.
Yeah.
He's in his upper 50s. How does he?
Yeah, and that's the thing about social media. Oh, you look at the footage. I mean, that stuff's 4 or 5 years old, stuff what they're showing when he's sparring. I mean, the more appropriate thing is go back a year or 2 years ago, he's walking around with a cane just to get around. And now what the guy could be like in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll do a huge number, no doubt. People will get enough of this on Netflix.
The first-round knockout angle would be something to maybe look at once those markets are going to open up. Also, do you know how big Mike Tyson would be today if he was 22 years old? With all these first-round knockouts and social media.
Growing up, had to do it. Had to order the fight.
It was automatic.
Brian Formals, his family, him, Gary, his dad, big Twins fan. Had to order every Tyson fight. Come over. Oh, that's it. It's over, you know, 2 minutes in.
Sure.
Spinks, no matter. These guys would wet. Grown men wetting themselves.
Uh-huh.
Terrified.
Over with before they stepped in the ring.
Yep.
He would be, and he was massive. What was he making, like $300 million a year back in the 80s and 90s to fight once or twice a year?
Yeah, Don King took it.
Yeah, exactly right. If he was 23 now and was the same dude, he'd be the big... All right, we will look back at what happened last night and give you some current numbers based on what took place. Let's follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. The Lakers go down in five games last night to the Nuggets. Another good game. It was there for the taking. Jamal Murray beat him with a couple of seconds left on the clock. His second dagger of the series. So that's it for LeBron and AD. This was the sixth year of LeBron James playing in a Lakers uniform. That was the second first-round exit. 2 years, they never made the playoffs. Last year, they made the Western Conference Finals before getting swept by the Nuggets, and they won the pandemic championship in 2020. I said this earlier. If the price was right, I'd probably bet on LeBron that he's not going to be a Laker next year.
That surprises me.
I wouldn't. Wow. Do you think that you think it's in his character to go to management and say, let's work on something here. Let's make a move so I can end my career with another team and potentially play with my son there. I gave it my best. The run is over here in L.A. Let's move on.
I think he, I think if he does the son thing and it's not in L.A., it'd be a one-year thing just to do it 1 year and then call it quits. He still has still one of the best players in the league, even though what happened here, they get beat in the first round. They are close. I mean, they led by 9 in every game. They were plus 38 in the first half for the series. It goes back to more about roster construction, and also you're the Los Angeles Lakers. This is one of the best jobs in sports. You should be able to do better than Vogel and Darvin Ham as your coaches. I mean, guys should be falling over, tripping over themselves to get this job.
Phil Jackson, where have you gone?
Yeah, but, you know, they made some bad moves. The Westbrook trade. Russell didn't show up in the Western Conference Finals and also in this particular series. It was Davis injuries over the years, although he was awesome in this series. They've had some bad luck, and I agree with what you said earlier. If the matchups were right, they probably could have made a deep run again like last year. But also, they caught a lot of breaks last year with injuries and how the bracket happened to break, and then they got swept by the Nuggets in the conference finals. So I wouldn't want to see him be a nomad and a vagabond, though, and jump around. You know, like imagine if Brady hung around and goes, okay, Tampa, now Tennessee. Tennessee, now I'm going to go to the Raiders. Raiders, now. So we'll see. I think he'll stay in Los Angeles, but certainly it's out there that I want to play with my son and who's going to draft his son and how that's going to wind up and
sure,
look.
Sure, sure. Again, it's a new era in the Western Conference, specifically of the NBA.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, television executives better get used to this starting now because you're talking about cities like Oklahoma City, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Denver, and Dallas, and not Los Angeles, not San Francisco, and not where Kevin Durant happens to be playing at the moment. So those teams combined for one win in the playoffs this year. And Golden State didn't even make it. So the future isn't exactly looking bright. I agree. I think the Lakers are. I mean, but what can they do? What can they do with their roster to make it better for next year?
Maybe Murray. That'd be a good fit. You need shooters. That's the thing. The roster construction. The Vincent acquisition was a disaster.
Ooh.
He was hurt, and he was awful when he was out there. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, your season's on the line. You're up 9 in the third quarter, and you have Hayes, Russell, Prince, and Dinwiddie out there to go along with LeBron. He was on. He sat for only 4 minutes. They were outscored by 5 points. You lose the game by 2 again.
That lineup seems suboptimal.
Got to do better.
Yeah, got to do better. So now
gave away Caruso, traded Kuzma,
yeah.
Pope, who's been great for the Nuggets and won a ring. He's a nemesis now. You let him go in that Westbrook trade. It's just a lot of moves didn't work out. I think it would be an egregious mistake Don't do it. Look what happened in Phoenix. Do not go get, don't get Trae Young. Don't do it.
Oh, no, no. You don't want Trae Young. No.
Atlanta, worst defense in the league with him, 21st without him. Be a horrible fit.
I can't even find a good landing spot for Trae Young. So now the Nuggets opened up. At DraftKings earlier this morning, they were minus 230 against the T-Wolves. Too high, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And Minnesota was plus 195. Minnesota can win that series. By the way, that was how good of a five-game series was that between Denver and Los Angeles? It was awesome, and I would expect the same thing between Minnesota and Denver. It was a good regular season matchup. Joker will be the best player in the series, not far behind potentially Anthony Edwards. The guy is a killer out there on the court right now, so that's too high. Denver, I don't think, can be 230 against Minnesota.
Nope.
I think Minnesota can win that thing, and then there was a scare last night in the Boston game, not on the scoreboard, but what took place on the court. Now, they're saying all the right things, but when Kristaps Porzingis hurt himself early in that game, what were you thinking watching that?
Well, it looked Achilles. Looked terrible.
Exactly what I was thinking live when it happened.
Thought it was Achilles and that's the season. And that may be out for extended, maybe a year. That looked terrible. And then seems to be okay. Maybe he misses a week, I don't know. But that looked like season-ending, and that's all she wrote, and that would have been a huge loss for the Celtics. And again, while you play it out and you don't duck people, because you never know what's going to happen.
He left in a walking boot.
Yep.
Derek White was, he's so underrated.
No, yeah. What a turnaround. You want to talk about most improved, or at least what he's done to change his game, even going back to last year. 38 points, the guy's awesome.
Oh, he was so good. And here he was after the game talking about the Zingers injury.
Always the best for him. I mean, you hate to see that happen. He works so hard. One of the best players in this game. So, I told him we got his back, and he's going to do what he needs to do to get the treatment and to do what he needs to do to try to get back with us. But, I mean, Al stepped up and did what Al Horford does. And so having a guy like that is just the ultimate luxury. I think Luke came in and gave us good minutes too. So we got a lot of trust and faith in this whole roster, and we're going to need everybody.
So Boston's now a 14-point favorite back home in Game 5. They did what a one seed is supposed to do, especially when they're this good.
Yep.
Two and eight seed these last two games. And it's funny the way it works, right? Because everything that Miami put up in Game 2 was going in. And I liked how they were talking about this on the broadcast last night. They had more open looks last night against the Celtics than they did in Game 2, and they just weren't dropping. So finally, Miami did not go scorched earth from downtown, and that's what it looks like when they're not hitting 100 threes in a game. And they got buried again last night. So this is going to be a five-game series, the way Boston's playing right now. I mean, look at that. They're a 14-point favorite here on the money line. Miami is plus 750. Massive dogs here. And then, you know, before the playoffs started, when you were looking ahead, probably telling yourself that maybe Cleveland is a team that could give Boston a run for the money in the second round. Well, then you go watch them play two games in Orlando, and you're like, they're horrible. They're not going to come out of this first-round series against the Magic in the second round. Honestly, how much resistance should Boston even get before the Eastern Conference Finals?
Shouldn't be any. Yeah. Should have no problems. I don't care if Porzingis is out. They should still cruise to the Conference Finals, and then it'd be a heavy favorite against the Knicks or whoever that is. And we know that's a tough matchup for the Pacers. Well, they're great offensively. I mean, now they did beat Boston a couple times, but in one of the meetings, Boston put 150 up on them. So seeing minus 240 to win the East.
Yep.
They should be able to get that done. But then again, the Celtics always have more talent and find a way to blow it.
In hockey last night, Golden Knights lost to the Stars. That series is now tied at 2-2.
The only series that's 2-2.
Both the road teams have won every game so far.
Yep.
Are you disappointed a little bit so far that's the only series at 2-2?
Yes.
It never goes like this in hockey, right?
Yep. Two of them are over. Five of them are 3-1, and one is 2-2. And I like Nashville a little bit tonight, but I wouldn't be surprised if the other three end. Carolina's such a big favorite. Who knows what? I can't imagine Toronto shows up, showing any guts or heart. Don't think Matthews is going to play. Can't score on Swayman. And Colorado's just destroyed Winnipeg in the last three games, and hello, Bucks. Total sieve. So it's been unfortunate this round. But you look at what could be looking ahead. It could be great. Carolina Rangers, great matchup. DraftKings makes Carolina $1.40. And then Boston, Florida, DraftKings has Florida $1.30. Those would be two great matchups.
That's the thing, right? It feels a little bit like March Madness. Everybody wants upsets early, but when it doesn't happen, that sets up really good second round matchups, and then also the championship round to go to the Stanley Cup final. So that's what we could have on board here. By the way, the Jets taking money at some spots today. I'm seeing Colorado down to as low as -115 in this game.
Good luck with that. I love Colorado.
Yeah, this one has a feel of like the Pelicans and the Thunder last night, right?
No, what's going to change?
The Pelican, the best team here just takes care of business.
5-2, 6-2, 5-1. And the one game they won was 7-6. So they've shown no answers defensively and in goaltending that Hellebuck can slow them down, which is surprising. Going to probably win the Vezina. But it's been easy for Colorado the last three games.
Have you done anything with this Carolina game? Are you pondering puck line or playing regulation?
I think this is too high. This has been a good series. And the Islanders win the last game. The Islanders should have won game two. And they could have won game three if Watt didn't put Sorokin in there instead of Varlamov. And Varlamov had to come in anyways because they chased Sorokin, who gave up two soft goals, and they lost 3-2. So 3-1, 5-3, 3-2, 3-2. Yet they're laying 250.
I think there's
Islanders are tough.
An obvious player to look at tonight if books post odds for them.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NBA. All the way through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Same game parlays, live betting, odds boost, so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code VSiN. Great props. Customers bet $5, get 200 bonus bets instantly. Code VSiN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Love the Bruins tonight. Love them. Leafs gold so far in the series. 1-3-2-1. Swayman is 6-0 against them this year. The Bruins have had their number. Bruins have had their number since the 50s. Toronto hasn't beat them in a playoff series since 59. And there will be, and we're great. Can't wait to talk to Greg coming up with Shinsky. There is going to be big changes in Toronto, especially if this is ugly tonight. And they're probably going to be some a man down. Matthews still battling the flu, the Marner stuff. And barring an incredible goaltending performance, standing on your head and winning something like 2-1, I can't see it. I love the Bruins tonight. They finish them off, and we get the Boston-Florida rematch after the Bruins choked last year in the first round.
Laying around 160?
Yep. You can go regulation. If you want to win in regulation, you can do that too, if you're not comfortable with the $1.60. But it is, they've owned him this year, and they've had no answer for Swayman. I guess they could be maybe undisciplined, stupid penalties, a power players here or there. Can't see it. Love Colorado, love Boston. Two favorite games of the year in terms of hockey. I don't see the fight. I don't see anything that that either team can do outside of an unbelievable goaltending performance and you steal one. Can't see it.
The Jets have looked and have been completely outmatched in the last three games of the series. Hellebuck's going to have to go out there and have like 35 saves on 36 chances.
Which would completely be out of character. He's been bad in all four games.
Yeah.
And he's 1-8 now in his last nine playoff games with a goals against a near five. Total sieve. And thanks to Jonathan Davis for all those numbers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you're basically betting on major regression here tonight.
Uh-huh.
And it's just been completely awful, and he's going to have like a historically good game.
So it usually delivers every year. It hasn't thus far. I mean, we only have one competitive series. But this happens all the time in hockey. Down 3-1, no problem. Come back and win. Even you've seen 3-0 several times. So you still can't just write a team. Even I think Nashville's not dead. I mean, the horrible injury
what a spot
news
this
here.
Is.
Yeah, the horrible injury news with Vancouver that Demko's been unbelievable right there with Hellebuck, best goalie regular season. Whoop, he comes back, he gets hurt. Okay, we'll go to DeSmith. Oh, we win that game, he gets hurt. And we put the other kid in there. Oh, we win that game. But how does Nashville respond after it's one of the biggest gut punches you ever get? You're up two goals with 3 minutes left. You blow the game. They score with 6 minutes left, and now you're down 3-1. Oh, you got to hit the road now, too.
Yeah.
So it'll be rocking for Vancouver. They burn the city down when they lose. Forget about winning the cup. What happens? So I don't know how Nashville responds after what happens, and Vancouver's the number one first period team all year. What I was going to say was be careful with the totals. As we saw last night, when the season is on the line and it's an elimination game, the goalie comes out early and he stays out. And you saw the vicious beat with the Florida total where two empty net goals and Cooper's down 4-1, 5-1. He still pulls the goalie.
Yeah, that was also 2-1, right, going to the third period?
It's 3-1 with 4 minutes left.
That's a crusher.
Yeah, 5 minutes left.
And by the way, when they played that Nashville game in Nashville on Sunday, that wasn't the late game, but also that game ended, early evening Central time. So that team had to fly. Then they have to pick themselves up off the rink with that kind of a loss, kind of try to regather themselves and regroup, and then get on a flight and fly up to Vancouver.
All time bad.
And you're probably sulking until last night when you're getting your bearings straight in Vancouver. Now you got to go play a game today. They're pros. I get it. But you have to just completely forget about everything that happened in your life the last 48 hours.
Right.
And get over that game.
You have to. Somehow, you're right, because it's all time bad. The difference between 2-2 and 3-1 is night and day. And they get not one but two empty net goals and then bury a minute in to overtime in a beautiful play. So, and pass. But I look at this, and it's an easy sell, though. Listen, I lost 2-1 in game 3. They had 12 shots on goal. A team hadn't won a playoff game with 12 shots on goal in 7 years. The funny thing was Edmonton did it the other night with 13. And then I blew both games, you could say. Or certainly Al played him in game 3. DeSmith just played well. So I shouldn't get beat when I allow only 12 shots on goal. And then I blew game 4. And I already won there. I outplayed him in game 2. And then I led 2-1 late in game 1. It's an easy sell if I'm Nashville.
The total here, 5.5. These games have been trending under. You can't even look at what happened, really, and say, well, it went over, of course, so this one's going to... Mm-hmm. But what happened in game 4 was a total fluke.
Oh, vicious beat.
Right. I mean, and then the kid misses the empty netter as well on Nashville on top of everything else.
Right,
so
right.
Game should have been over and probably like 4-1 in that neighborhood, or 3-1. But that, you know, that's that. So now it's 5.5 tonight. Not much has been going on offensively between these two teams.
Nope.
By the way, side note, the contrast of jersey colors when they're playing in Nashville might be the worst combination in NHL history. The yellow home against the Vancouver road jerseys, not very appealing.
I don't know why Vancouver ever changed their jerseys. With when the Pavel Bure teams
loved them.
The 94 team that went to the final, those are great uniforms.
They were one of my go-to two teams on the Sega Genesis game.
Sure. But this is, you got to keep, you got to stay out of the box. And Vancouver's been deadly on the power play. So that's first things first for Nashville. I took 7-1. I don't think they're out of this. So, but that's the first period. Vancouver jumps on them early, then watch out.
I can't believe this series is not at least 2-2.
Number one in the 53 times scored first, would you say?
I'm stunned the series is not tied at least at 2-2.
Yeah, right. But
good for Vancouver.
But Yep. Be a great story. And I'd love to see him take on Edmonton. But for 53 times, scored the first goal of the game and number one in goal differential in the first period. Mm-hmm. That's huge from the get-go because, you know, the place will be jumping tonight.
I personally love watching these Canadian teams when they're good. I love watching it on TV. I'd love to be, like, could you imagine going to a Vancouver hockey game in the playoffs? Oh, it'd be incredible. Winnipeg's scene tonight is going to be really, really strong. They need it like blood, yeah. But you saw what it was like in the first couple of games.
Yeah, well, you asked me, what do you think? Do the Islanders have a shot? I think the Islanders can hang in this game. Who knows? Maybe it's Florida part two, and they just come out and bury them. But all these games.
They're feisty.
Game two was misleading because we know about the shot attempts, 110 to 23 or whatever, and it's 3-1 with 2 minutes left. But
well,
they should have won game two. They could have won game three. They won game four. They've been right there.
Here's all you need to know, though. The look-ahead number to Carolina and the Rangers has the Hurricanes without home ice as the favorite in that series. Tells you how good and how high their power rating is.
Yeah.
So that again, yes, it's been a close series and pretty tight, but overall, their power rating is just so sky high that it makes me dial it back a little bit here trying to make the case for the Islanders in that game. NBA tonight, all three games are lined at four. Actually, the Cavaliers are now showing 4.5, and there is a 3.5 out there in the Knicks 76ers game. These totals have crashed big time because of the scores that we're getting in the playoffs. And my whole thing is I'm not so sure that we've seen a big enough adjustment. And the Magic Cavaliers total is now actually up. It's going the other way. It's up to 201.5. So the market is going against me here with that thought process and some 202 showing as well. It's the fourth series since 1997-1998 to be tied 2-2 when there's been a 20-point lead in each win. Tim Bontemps with the tweet.
The whole series is hide the women and children. It has been ugly from the get-go. 97-83, 96-86, and then the two blowouts in Orlando. Orlando finally found their offense. But I think they're front runners, and I think they're going to have a difficult time on the road. And who knows, it might be a series where the home team goes 7-0. That's in play. But the Cleveland offense looks broken now as well. Much like last year in that series against the Knicks when they went out in five and Allen said the lights were too bright. No one could make a shot. Strus has disappeared. Garland struggled. Can't trust Mobley. And what am I going to get out of Mitchell? But Mitchell should be great at home. And tough call here. Man, I'd love this. The middle finger right back at you. You tanked on purpose. You lost on purpose. This is the matchup you wanted. You're 2-2 now. Couldn't wait to play the Magic. Matchup you had to get. Didn't want the division. Didn't want the 2 or the 3 seed. Peekaboo. Here you go.
Give me a dog that wins outright tonight. In the NBA.
Oh, boy. I don't trust the Pacers. Even though what Milwaukee's dealing with. Young team. Maybe overconfident.
I got to go Bucks too.
Yeah. I think. It's off, right? I mean, they were just a 10.5 point home favorite.
Yeah. Let me pay out the tease, by the way. Here's the guy I want to look for tonight, and I don't see props with him anywhere. Andre Jackson played 25 minutes in the last game. That's no Dame, no Giannis. Expected to be without both those players tonight. He had 19 points, rebounds, and assists. He doesn't get much time. If books put up numbers for Andre Jackson today, I think on principle alone, to me, I got to bet him over. We'll talk NHL playoffs. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, up next. All four series are sitting at 3-1. Which losing team does he like to extend tonight?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.